movies that are happening this weekend, stuff that's in theaters. You can also expect, you know, some smaller movies or stuff that's available on streaming. I like to cover, you know, a nice handful of items out there, you know, not just stuff that you have to go out of the house to see. So I cover some television as well. And there's also a little bit of, you know, stuff that maybe some vintage stuff we might talk about, like some things in the video world, like either on DVD or Blu-ray or something that's hidden somewhere in a video streaming service. You know, also trying to look at a couple trailers for upcoming films.
Nice.
Good to hear. So how did Fat Guys at the Movies start? How did you get into reviewing, Kevin?
Well, you know what? I've always loved movies, and I've always loved telling people what I think about stuff with no consequence whatsoever. And that kind of all comes together to work to be a film critic. So I just sort of declared myself emperor and started to go see movies and review them, starting way, way, way back, almost 20 years ago now, writing some stuff online, but then I, you know, started to make some headroads into radio, and people just didn't get too sick of me, so I guess that's a good thing.
Well, I tell you what, you're on KVOE, you have reached the zenith here, and we bow to your expertise here.
Thank you so much.
New movies coming up, Thor, Love and Thunder. What must we know about this?
Well, this is the latest Marvel movie. It's the fourth Thor movie, so if you really need to catch up on what's out there, there's the other three Thor movies you got to watch, and you know, any of the Avengers movies that he showed up in. So you don't have to watch all 30 some titles of every Marvel movie before you check this one out. But it's directed by Taika Waititi, who did the last Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok, if you remember that one. And Taika Waititi has a really interesting style. He makes stuff. It's stuff's very funny, and it's clever, and has a lot of these sort of pop culture and whimsical, goofy moments. Has a great soundtrack with some classic rock to it. But also, Taika Waititi has an ability to weave in a story that's not just silliness. In this movie, Thor is still sort of trying to find his way after the events of the last couple Avengers movies, and he is sort of trying to find his place too in this great cosmic world. So it's him, you know, tooling around a little bit with the Guardians of the Galaxy, but then having to fight a new bad guy who has the ability to kill these cosmic gods from outer space. At the same time, also juggling an ex-girlfriend who shows up, who is now wielding Mjolnir, is of course magical hammer, but there's some real actual interesting like human moments to it. You know we're all dealing with different types of problems, but we're dealing with similar results. You know, about, you know, wondering who we are and reconciling ourselves, and you know, also dealing with the, you know, some of the guilt and trauma that you've had in the past. So there's a lot of silliness to this one, but there's also some real sort of heartfelt moments as well.
Well, Kevin, Thor, Love and Thunder, good, bad, in between?
Well, for me, it's good. I love the Marvel movies. I'm a big fan, and, you know, I grew up with comic books, so I will never complain that there are too many Marvel movies out there.
Okay.
Nice.
What about Netflix? Something called The Sea Beast. Tell us about that.
Yeah, The Sea Beast is an animated film, and it is about this kingdom of the past where these hunters on ships will go after these sea creatures that were sort of plaguing other shipping routes and people in coastal cities, and they're trying to kill all these giant monsters in the sea. And a little girl stows away on one of the ships because she's a big fan of they're kind of like pirates, but really they're hunters. And she has a connection to one of the sea beasts, and they start to learn, you know, maybe there's something more to these things than just being wild animals, and maybe they aren't the bad guy. And it's a really interesting little movie. It's great for kids in the family. I mean, I never like to say things have, like, to say it's got a message, because that's kind of a loaded statement. It makes you think about stuff. You know, is the world exactly what you think it is, or is there maybe a different perspective you can look at it? It's got some neat animation and some good action and some Very sort of family-friendly, fun stuff going on there.
All right, CBS on Netflix. Well, Kevin, hey, we appreciate it. And, of course, we invite people to tune in to Fat Guys at the Movies. It will be airing this Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock here on KVUE, normally at 4 o'clock, but we have a little time change due to Royals baseball. And we look forward to chatting with you every Friday morning here, Kevin.
All right, sounds good to me.
See you later.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies. Kevin will be with us Friday mornings here.
And I think you're going to really enjoy the program.
Yeah, he does a good job. Well, he watches a lot of stuff, obviously, right?
Clearly so, yep. We forgot to ask him what his popcorn brand of choice was.
You know, Chuck, that will be a great question for next week.
I think we better do that now.
Hang on to that.
We'll see about that.
KVOE Live and local into a Friday morning, 6:54, sunshine is 76 degrees. Stay tuned, sports on the way.
Flint Hills Towing in Emporia has an immediate opening for a tow truck driver.